Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for 30 years, Superior Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming Thursday, April 30th, live beginning at 8 a.m. on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 32,640 head, including almost 12,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 wean calves, and 5,800 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Well, Dr. Bailey Norwood currently teaches three classes in the Ag Economics Department at Oklahoma State University. Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes sat down with Norwood to discuss the top of the supply chain management, a relatively new class he's teaching in agribusiness. Supply chain's a hot topic in these days of market disruption because of COVID-19, and he explains the concept of supply chain using the example of toilet paper as well as beef, pork, and milk, explaining that today's supply chain is very specific in how it operates.
It was also the case that you've got this one supply chain for toilet paper for like offices and private businesses, and it's one type of toilet paper. Then you have the other type of toilet paper that goes into the grocery stores, and when one starts to run out, you can't just switch and divert it from one place to another. Because once supply chain lines get set in these really big companies, it's hard to adjust them. Like we've seen with the milk. We were producing a lot of milk, expecting a lot of it to be sold, say, to schools. And then when the schools shut down, you want to say, well, yeah, people will probably be drinking less milk, but we can divert it to the grocery stores. But it's just not easy.
Norwood goes on to say he believes that OSU is one of the leaders in teaching the concept of supply chain in the ag arena. And he says that one of the most important things that he believes his students can gain from the course is to simply put the phrase supply chain into their vocabulary. You can listen to the complete podcast with Ron Hayes and Bailey Norwood in our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is working to compile a list of OCA members who want to sell direct to the consumers. With the current COVID-19 pandemic and the meat supply chain being disrupted by sickness of employees at packing plants, the demand to buy beef direct is at an all-time high, said Mike Weeks. He's president of the OCA. Consumers can expect the list today on the OCA website, which is okcattlemen.org, and social media channels, encouraging consumers to call the producers on the list to purchase their beef. Well, President Donald Trump's executive order to open meat packing plants helps ensure the food supply chain, but poses risks to workers. A statement by the National Farmers Union says the organization shares the president's concerns around maintaining food system infrastructure. However, the organization is equally concerned with the health and well-being of meat plant employees. NFU President Rob LaRue says these workers work in close quarters and often lack access to appropriate protective equipment or paid sick leave, making them among the most vulnerable to coronavirus. National Pork Producer Council Howard A.V. Roth says we must safely stabilize the current plant capacity challenge. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval in a statement said he's hopeful the executive order will protect workers while ensuring the supply chain for farmers and ranchers. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers. It's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to Express Ranch.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.